Hey everyone, I hope you enjoy this week's episode where the girls and I discuss Chronicles of Avel. I wanted to make a quick note before we get started. I chose not to do a how to play or overview of how to play in this episode. I felt like there was a lot of different little pieces and things that would make it difficult to explain over an audio medium kind of how to play, and it also really didn't fit with the flow of the discussion that we were having. So as always, I've linked a video that will teach you how to play. I've started the video at 6:03. It's an 18-minute video, but starting at 6:03, it kind of trims off the first part of the setup, and it's about a 12-minute how to play video if you're interested in doing that, and you can kind of, you know, skip through it and whatever to be able to kind of get an idea of what we're talking about. So I just want to let you know that's there. We do try to link that every single episode, so that you have as many resources as possible to help you get started with the game. But with that said, I hope you enjoyed the episode.
Heroes and heroines, welcome to Avel, land full of incredible creatures and places surrounded by tens of magical moons. Avel needs your help. Kawada, the black moon has risen out of the sky, and the ancient power that it emanates awakes the forces of evil. Only true heroes and heroines will be able to protect the most valuable treasure of Val, the healing jewel from destruction. Will you be able to save Avel?
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, friends and rivals. My name is Jared, and with me is my castle-defending friends, Faith and Joy.
Hi.
Hi.
We will be your hosts for the podcast. We are honored and grateful that you have joined us at our table. Here at the Game Table Podcast, we take a look at various board, card, and other tabletop games. We give an overview, provide a little insight on how to play, and share some of our thoughts, all in an attempt to give you an idea of how well it would fit for you and your table. Today, we will be looking at Chronicles of Avel, designed by, and I apologize in advance, Przemek Wojcikowicz, artwork created by Bartłomiej Kardowski, and published by Rebel Studio.
Chronicles of Avel is a cooperative game where the whole family takes on the role of heroes and heroines tasked with the responsibility of saving their land and their home. Players create characters, equip themselves, and prepare to fight the evil beasts that threaten all that they love. Will they succeed in their mission, or will this game be doomed to destruction? Find out as we discuss.
All right, Faith, I'm going to ask you first.
Okay.
What do you think it would be like to live in a castle?
I think it would be cool.
Why?
Because you'd have all these maids waiting on you, unless you were a maid and you get to wait on somebody. And it'd be really hard living in a castle, because if you weren't used to it, you wouldn't really be used to it, and it would be harder to live in it.
Do you think they have any air conditioning in a castle?
I think it's always cold in the castle because it's made of stone, but they have no air conditioning.
That's true. Okay. Joy, do you think you'd enjoy living in a castle?
I think I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I had people waiting on me the whole time.
Would that make you feel awkward?
Yeah.
What if you were a butler or one of the maids, or maybe even someone who like helped tend to the castle? Like, would you like that?
I would feel really excited if I would be a gardener.
Okay. All right. Well, Joy, that's interesting that you say that, because that actually leads into my next question. If you lived in a castle, what role would you play? Would you be the gardener? Would you be the guard? Would you be someone who comes in and paints pictures for the king and queen and princess and prince? Or what kind of job do you think you'd want to have in a castle?
I think I would want to be a painter.
Because, a painter?
Yeah, because I really want to be an artist when I grow up.
That's cool. And, you know, so I think if you got to be a really good painter and you made good pictures, that the king and queen would want to hang up your artwork all over the castle. And that'd be pretty fun, huh?
Yeah.
But you also mentioned that you might want to be a gardener, right?
Yeah.
Do you like working in the garden?
Yeah, I love working in the garden.
Okay, very cool.
Because then when we're done, I can see beautiful flowers.
Ooh, that's awesome. Very good answer, kiddo. All right, Faith, what about you? What role would you want to play in the castle?
I would like to, maybe I could like teach the princess or prince, or maybe be a guard, or maybe prince, like teach the princess or prince, or I could also be a guard.
Nice. I think that's really cool. And you could kind of do both of those jobs, right?
I can, because you can teach them how to get into the castle, but you're still a guard.
Okay, very cool. What about, Faith, do you think that you would need to protect the castle from any sort of invasion?
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to come to the castle?
The wild beast.
Oh, all the wild beasts, yeah.
And the biggest monster comes after it on the last turn.
Yeah, there's lots of monsters that might want to try and get into the castle, right? Okay. Well, let's talk about this game and some of those monsters in this castle, huh?
Yeah.
So, in this game, you get to explore, battle monsters, find stuff, and protect the castle. Which one do you like to do best and why? And we'll start with Joy.
I like protecting the castle.
You do?
Yeah.
So that's cool. There's lots of different ways to do that, right? There's setting traps and building castle walls. And we have one of the little expansions that lets you add catapults as well. And there's also adding the magical moons to particular spawn points so that monsters can't respawn in those areas. Which of those do you like to do best?
I like setting off catapults.
You like shooting the catapults?
Yeah.
That's cool. Do you like, I know you in our the games that we've played, you also really like setting the traps too. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you like really making it to where it's hard for the monsters to get through.
Yeah, because I don't want them to reach the castle.
That's true. That's very important, because if that happens, we lose the game, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, protecting the castle is very important, so I'm glad that you like that.
I don't think we've actually lost the game since I got the game, because I don't think we've actually lost the game, but you can lose the game if some monsters get in or the beast gets into the castle.
Yeah, there's a couple times that we've gotten really close. And there's ways to make the game more difficult, so we'll have to try that out next time, yeah?
How?
Well, you can change the way that the tiles are placed.
Like what?
Well, depending on how you position the tiles.
Like you could put the...
Well, no, those are always randomly organized, but the shape that the map takes can become more difficult. And also
the monsters can become more powerful.
The big bad monster can become more powerful, that's right. All right, Faith, what about you? Do you have a particular thing that you like more than the other things in this game?
I like defeating monsters, because then you get all these sorts of resources that help you defend the castle.
What kind of resources do you get?
Swords, shields, helmets, and potions.
Okay.
And you also can get coins, which help you.
You get all those things when you beat one monster?
When you find a monster, defeat it, it will have a little thing on the side with the color of the monster, and then what the resources get if you defeat it. It could be coins or a bag.
Wait, what's a bag?
A bag is the little yellow bag that you have in the corner of the game board. You reach your hand in, wiggle around, and pull out what you want to have.
Okay, so is it different kinds of equipment?
Yes. You can't look, though.
You can't look at, like, when you're looking in the bag?
Yes, you can't look in the bag.
Gotcha. So there's all kinds of different equipment, and I guess it determines what kind of equipment you find. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they also all have different kind of feeling things. So if you...
Oh, they have different shapes, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you want, like, a certain one, I won't be sure which one you get, but, like... all the things that you get to like hold in your hands beside the shields, they can be anything, a sword, an axe, a ball thingy, but shields are always shields.
That makes sense.
Shields are always shields, no matter what. But these things that are like tall and curvy on the edges, those can be anything as long as you can hold them in your hand. The helmets are shaped the same too. And they could be all different kinds of helmets, but they're all the same kind of helmet, but they're all just helmets.
They have different modifiers on them.
And the last one I forgot to mention, and then the potions have like a curvy side with a flat bottom. And then the last one I forgot to mention was boots.
Oh, yeah.
You can wear boots and you can travel around faster.
Yeah, so the boots you only get if you get the expansion. There's like a couple of different expansions in this game. There's a little miniature expansion. It doesn't cost very much money at all and adds a lot of different variety. And that's where the catapults come in that Joy mentioned. Some other items like the boots and that sort of thing. So I thought it would be a good thing to go ahead and add, especially because it, like I said, it was a pretty cheap add and definitely adds a little bit extra. Joy, do you have a favorite item that you like more than others?
Yeah, I actually do.
Okay.
I really like the sword because it's shaped as a rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like what it changes into.
Yeah, so I think what you're talking about is that it gives you a permanent orange die when you upgrade it. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's really strong.
My favorite item is the potions because they give you all these sorts of powers. Like, there's one thing where you can time travel. Now, you have to drink all the potions.
Yeah, so they're like one-time use, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it really helps you.
And the cool thing is, you could find it again.
Yeah. You can always find them again.
Yeah, which is cool because I think there was one game where you had 4 or 5 potions.
And I had to get rid of some coins because they had so many potions.
That's right. You were hoarding coins and potions and eventually your backpack got full.
I got too full. So I was just carrying around potions.
So that actually leads into another thing, right? So you get to create your character.
Yeah.
You get to color in your character, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to give your character a name.
Yeah.
So
you also get to do the symbol of their family.
That's right. You get to do a family crest. Very good. So does this help you feel like you're more involved in the story of protecting the castle?
Yes.
Yeah? How so?
It's basically like you're using your imagination.
Mm.
Just like you're closing your eyes, like you're having a dream. Okay. Pretend that you're sleeping.
Okay.
You're having a dream.
I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
Okay. Joy, are you doing it?
It's basically just like having a dream that you're like just imagining things with your imagination. Like you can like imagine anything.
Right.
But it's like an imagined thing, but your dream is about the entire game.
Okay. Very cool.
And the character you create is basically you.
Okay. So you're taking on the persona of this character. Very good. I like it. Joy. So can you tell me, so after you create your character, you get to put it in this little like case kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
To where it kind of holds everything in.
Yeah.
So how many hearts do you get to put in to your case?
You get to put in 5 hearts.
And what happens, what's on the other side of your person? So you have the character in the middle, you have the hearts on one side, and you remember what's on the other side?
Your backpack.
Okay. So when you have this backpack that you're carrying around, how does that work?
If you can't buy something, then you're carrying around it in your backpack.
So like if you have 2 pairs of boots?
Then you'll have to put one in your backpack.
That makes sense. Okay.
Or you could give your second one to another person.
True, true. That
trading.
Is very true. But if you aren't around anybody, you might have to hold on to that second pair of boots, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So does that take up room in your backpack?
Yes.
Okay. What about money? Does that take up room in your backpack?
Yeah,
but not a lot of room.
Not a lot of room. They're pretty small. So what happens if there's no more room in my backpack?
Then you'll have to get rid of something.
Oh. Well, is that a tough choice when you have to do that?
Yes.
Actually, it is kind of a tough choice. Because what if you need the coins, but you also need the equipment?
Or what if you need 6 different potions like Faith?
Ew.
Joy, do you have a favorite tile that you like in this game when you're exploring?
I like the tile where you can get traps.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. You got to go buy some traps, right?
Yeah.
And how much, do you remember how much money you have to spend to get traps?
For the first one, you need to spend 3 coins. For the second one, you need to spend 5. And at the bottom...
Yeah?
At the bottom, the last one, there's 2 red things. And you have to spend 7 coins to get the last one. And that, and they can trap the monster or any other monsters that are on the board.
You basically... Catching them doesn't mean they're catched and they won't come on the board again, but it means that they now have 1 less heart.
Well, there might be more, right? Because you roll a certain number of dice yeah. depending on how strong the trap is.
Yeah.
So it could potentially, if you bought the trap that was 7 value, it's going to be a really strong trap. You might be able to deal multiple damage to it.
Yeah. Even if it's like a really, really huge, like the monster that you get at the end of the game comes along right up to the 7, roll that ice really hard.
Nice. Faith, so... We heard about Joy liking the trap tile. What tile is your favorite?
The big monster tiles.
Why is that?
Because you get to battle all these, and if you defeat this like big like skeleton dude,
yeah.
There's like these all different kinds of money. And there's like this skeleton guy that where you, I can't quite remember, but I think that he like you give him that he gets like 7, no, it was more like 5 or 6 coins to you, and I think it was like 2 bags, or maybe it was just a power-up, I forgot, but still, so a lot of the big monsters can give you a lot more value than little monsters, and a lot more objects that you can use during the game.
Yeah, they are definitely a bigger payout. They're a lot stronger, though, so you got to be careful about that.
I also love the shop tile. You get to trade in one of your items to buy one of the items there.
That's a good point. Yeah, you can definitely get rid of items that you don't need and try and get something better. So that's really cool, too.
Like a shield.
All right, Joy. Do you think that this game is difficult to learn?
Yes, because... There's lots of little rules to keep up with.
That's true. There are lots of different rules, especially for a kid's game. I do think that for the actual age rating, you're a little bit young, but do you think that it's helpful because it's a game where we're working together that you feel like even though you're a little bit young for the game, that you're still able to understand how to play and play along with us?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I think it was really easy to learn this game because it's close to my age level.
Yeah, do you feel like, even though there's lots of little rules that you have to keep up with, that the 4 main actions of moving, attacking, doing an action tile, or resting make it a little bit easier to keep up with by knowing those 4 actions?
Yeah.
Okay. So you felt like it was pretty easy to pick up, and did you understand the icons on the different tiles pretty easily?
Yeah, I actually did, except for the one where you have to buy a tile thing. Before I actually knew it, before we were talking about our favorite tiles, I was trying to figure out what does that mean. I'm like, what does a bag, and then an arrow pointing to it, and then an arrow pointing from the bag. I had no idea what that meant until I figured it out.
Right.
But they're hard to understand because it's always just like these little things. But it's really easy to understand once you get really good at the game.
So it's maybe a little bit of learning the different icons at the beginning, but then once you've got it, it's pretty easy to remember.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. What about, is this game difficult to win? You said that you've not lost this game yet, Faith. Do you think if we made the difficulty a little bit harder, you might end up losing a few times?
Yeah.
You got that look on your face. Do you want to try it when with it being a little bit more difficult?
A few more days.
Oh, we're going to wait a few more days before we try it? We got to psych ourselves up. Joy, do you think this game is difficult to win?
Yes.
Why is that?
The monsters sometimes can be really big and powerful, and I don't always have the strong equipment to defeat them.
That makes sense.
So I have to make the good decision.
It's a big word, huh?
If I want to battle them to protect the castle, or I not battle them and save them for someone else. I would say the better way is to battle them yourself, even though you don't have the right equipment.
Do you think sometimes it makes sense to go find better equipment and then come back?
Yeah.
But beware, because they can sometimes give you lose a heart before you start the battle. Or you could also not be allowed to use your shield or sword.
That's true. You got to be really careful because there's lots of different modifiers that can take place. So with all that said, girls, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. So with that, all that in mind, do you give this game 2 thumbs up, 1 thumb up, a sideways thumb, 1 thumb down, or 2 thumbs down? And we're going to start with me. I give this game 2 thumbs up. I think that this game is absolutely incredible. I love being able to go on adventures with you girls and save the day and be able to just have a good time battling monsters and exploring new lands and all that good stuff. I'm excited to play it again. And I think this game is a real gem. I think that it's done really well. I think the components are really high quality. And I just think it has everything that you would want in an adventure game. So I'm going to give it 2 thumbs up. Faith, what do you think?
I give it 2 thumbs up because it's a really good game. And so I got really, really, I had no idea what it was when I got it for Christmas. But I didn't know how to play it, but I was really, really excited. The minute I had looked at it, I knew that there was going to be an adventure blooming as soon as I started playing it. And like you said, I can feel like it's tugging me toward to like actually like jump into the game board and like be on it for real.
That's fun, baby girl. Joy, what about you?
Like Faith, I'll give it 2 thumbs up.
Nice.
I think this game is really awesome. I like playing with other people, and I really like going on adventures and finding out new places. And I think this game has a lot of adventure, and I think this game has a lot of character too.
Oh yeah, nice, very cool. Well, girls, I am so glad to hear it's 2 thumbs up all the way around. Thank you so much for joining me today, and look forward to playing this game some more. And thank you to all of you for taking the time to listen and be here with us at the table today. If you have feedback or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we would love to hear from you. Links to our socials are in the description. If you don't like socials, I get it. Shoot us an email at thegametablepodcast@gmail.com. Or find us on BoardGameGeek. 5-star reviews, subscribing to your podcast player of choice, following us on socials, and joining the conversation on Discord. These heroic actions are immensely helpful in growing this podcast. Special thanks to Angie Santiago for our cover art, and to Anna Snyder, who made the music. Join us next week as Ian and I, and maybe Anna and Julia too, discuss our time at Fun K Town Con. In the meantime, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed. And your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Toodles.